10 tips for writing effective website copy. Number one, make it scannable. People don't read copy on the web, they scan it. That's because computer screens aren't optimally designed for reading, but for viewing. Studies show that people only have time to read no more than 28% of the words on a web page. Now granted, e-readers like Kindle and Nook, along with tablets like the iPad and Galaxy Note, may make it easier, but reading online is never as good as reading something in print. Now, by scannable, I mean the following. Write short, chunky paragraphs, two or three sentences at most. Long paragraphs appear to be a wall of words that few will take the time to read. Highlight keywords and phrases with bold copy. Use meaningful category headings and subheadings. Use bulleted and numbered lists. Number two, make it legible. Perhaps it's because I'm getting older, but one of my pet peeves is small font size. If I had to use my browser's zoom button in order to read the text, your website copy is too small. Number three, keep it simple. Just because you can use big words doesn't mean you should. Web copy should be written at an 8th grade level. PaperRater, that's paperrater.com, and rater is spelled R-A-T-E-R, is a tool you can use to grade your website copy. Another way to keep web copy simple is to stick to one idea per paragraph. Also, reduce the word count. Web usability guru Jacob Nielsen recommends that web copy should be about 50% of print copy. So if you thought you'd just take the copy in your print brochure and reproduce it on your website, think again. Cut, cut, and cut some more. That's the idea. Number four, avoid marketing ease, buzzwords, or corporate hype. Do you hate the term cutting edge as much as I do? We live in an era where authenticity and transparency are paramount. People want to be told the truth, not seduced with flowery gilded verbiage. Number five, write for people, not search engines. There was a day when web copywriters had to think as much about attracting Google's attention as that of humans. No longer. Writing for humans is best. Google will figure it out. Number six, draw readers in with great headlines. Most people will read a headline or page title, but few will read the remaining copy on the page unless the headline draws them in. A site I recommend to anyone interested in learning how to write more engaging copy is CopyBlogger. That's copyblogger.com. And one article in particular, entitled 10 Surefire Headline Formulas at Work, talk about a great headline, offers some helpful tips. So let me encourage you to take a moment to go to CopyBlogger, find that, and read it. Number seven, include the who, what, when, where, and why. What I'm really saying is write like a reporter. Including the five W's is important. In addition, put the important stuff first. That's what we call the inverted pyramid style. Another good idea is to include a short summary of the article at the beginning. Number eight, write in active voice, not passive. The difference between active and passive voice can be difficult to explain, but let me give it a try. Here's an example. Active voice. The boy bit the dog. Passive voice. The dog was bitten by the boy. Another example, active voice, Steve mailed the letter. Passive voice, the letter is being mailed by Steve. Using active voice, the subject, in these examples, the subjects are the boy and Steve, does the action. In passive voice, the subject is being acted upon. Number nine, on your about page, tell visitors who you are and what you do. A company's about page is one of the most frequently visited on any website. That's especially true for first-time visitors who want to learn more about who you are and what you do. You'd think that including such information is obvious, but I can't tell you how many sites I've visited where it's anything but. It's best to summarize that information in one or two paragraphs at the beginning of the page. More detailed information can follow. And then number 10, never edit your own copy. I learned this years ago from an editor friend of mine. No matter how well edited we think an article is, it's always a good idea to let another set of eyes review it. Now, that's not always possible, I understand, so using a tool like PaperRater can help. Well, I hope you found these 10 tips to be helpful. If all this sounds like more than you'd like to tackle, contact Bazooka to learn about our copywriting packages.